This manual does not have a commercial sponsor for this podcast. If your company would like to sponsor this manual, please drop us a line on our website, usgovpub.com. Chapter 1. Leadership. An army leader is anyone who, by virtue of assumed role or assigned responsibility, inspires and influences people to accomplish organizational goals. Army leaders motivate people inside and outside the chain of command to pursue actions, focus thinking, and shape decisions for the greater good of the organization. Leadership is the process of influencing people by providing purpose, direction, and motivation to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. Principles. Leadership, the most essential element of combat power, gives purpose, direction, and motivation in combat. The leader balances and maximizes maneuver, firepower, and protection against the enemy. This chapter discusses how this is done by exploring the principles of leadership, the duties, responsibilities, and actions of an effective leader, and the leader's assumption of command. The leadership requirements model establishes what leaders need to be, know, and do. A core set of requirements informs leaders about expectations. This is the process of influencing people by providing purpose, direction, and motivation to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. Leadership requirements model. Attributes. Character. Army values. Empathy. Warrior ethos/service ethos. Discipline. Leads. Leads others. Builds trust. Extends influence beyond the chain of command. Leads by example. Communicates. Intellect. Mental agility. Sound judgment. Innovation. Interpersonal tact. Expertise. Develops. Creates a positive environment and fosters esprit de corps. Prepares self. Develops others. Stewards the profession. Presence. Military and professional bearing. Fitness. Confidence. Resilience. Achieves. Gets results. Competencies. Oath to Constitution. Subordinate to law and civilian authority. Influence, commitment, compliance, and resistance. Combat power, unifier and multiplier. Positive and harmful forms of leadership. Levels of leadership. Direct, refine ability to apply competencies at a proficient level. Organizational, apply competencies to increasingly complex situations. Situational, actions adjusted to complex and uncertain environments. Special conditions of leadership. Formal, designated by rank or position, command is an example. Informal, take initiative and apply special expertise, when appropriate. Collective, synergistic effects achieved with multiple leaders aligned by purpose. Situational, actions adjusted to complex and uncertain environments. Secured U.S. interests. Mission success. Sound decisions. Outcomes. Expertly led organizations. Stewardship of resources. Stronger families, fit units. Healthy climates. Engaged soldiers and civilians. To complete all assigned tasks, every ranger in the patrol does their job. Each accomplishes specific duties and responsibilities and is part of the team. This includes the platoon leader, platoon sergeant, squad leader, weapons squad leader, team leader, medic, radio operator, and forward observer. Platoon leader. The platoon leader is responsible for what the patrol does or fails to do. This includes tactical employment, training, administration, personnel management, and logistics. This is done by planning, making timely decisions, issuing orders, assigning tasks, and supervising patrol activities. The platoon leader knows his rangers and how to employ the patrol's weapons. The platoon leader is responsible for positioning and employing all assigned or attached crew-served weapons and employment of supporting weapons. The platoon leader also establishes the time schedule using backwards planning, considers time for execution, movement to the objective, and the planning and preparation phase of the operation. Takes the initiative to accomplish the mission in the absence of orders. Keeps higher headquarters informed by using periodic situation reports. Plans with the help of the platoon sergeant, squad leaders, and other key personnel, team leaders, forward observers, and attachment leaders. Stays abreast of the situation through coordination with adjacent patrols and higher headquarters, supervises, issues fragmentary orders, and accomplishes the mission. Requests more support for the patrol from higher headquarters, if needed to perform the mission. Directs and assists the platoon sergeant in planning and coordinating the patrol's sustainment effort and casualty evacuation plan. Receives on-hand status reports from the platoon sergeant and squad leaders, during planning. Reviews patrol requirements based on the tactical plan. Ensures that all-around security is maintained at all times. Supervises and spot checks all assigned tasks, and corrects unsatisfactory actions. Is positioned to influence the most critical task for mission accomplishment, usually with the main effort, to ensure that the platoon achieves its decisive point during execution. Is responsible for positioning and employing all assigned and attached crew-served weapons. Commands through the squad leaders according to the intent of the commanders two levels higher. Conducts rehearsals. Platoon Sergeant. The platoon sergeant is the senior non-commissioned officer in the patrol and second in succession of command. The platoon sergeant helps and advises the platoon leader, leads the patrol in the leader's absence, supervises the patrol's administration, logistics, and maintenance, and prepares and issues paragraph 4 of the operation order. The platoon sergeant also organizes and controls the patrol command post according to the unit standard operating procedure, platoon leader's guidance, and mission, enemy, terrain, and weather, troops and support available time available, and civil considerations, METDC, factors. Receives squad leader's requests for rations, water, and ammunition. Works with the company first sergeant or executive officer to request resupply. Directs the routing of supplies and mail. Supervises and directs the patrol medic and patrol aid litter teams in moving casualties to the rear. Maintains patrol status of personnel, weapons, and equipment, consolidates and forwards the patrol's casualty reports, DA Form 1156, casualty feeder card, and receives and orients replacements. Monitors the morale, discipline, and health of patrol members. Supervises task-organized elements of patrol. This includes the quartering parties, security forces during withdrawals, support elements during raids or attacks, security patrols during night attacks, coordinates and supervises patrol resupply operations, ensures that supplies are distributed according to the patrol leader's guidance and direction, ensures that ammunition, supplies, and loads are properly and evenly distributed, a critical task during consolidation and reorganization. Ensures the casualty evacuation plan is complete and executed properly. Ensures that the patrol adheres to the platoon leader's time schedule. Assists the platoon leader in supervising and spot checking all assigned tasks, and corrects unsatisfactory actions. Actions. During movement and halts, the platoon sergeant takes the actions necessary to facilitate movement, supervises rear security during movement, establishes, supervises, and maintains security during halts, performs additional tasks as required by the platoon leader and assists in every way possible. The platoon sergeant also focuses on security and control of the patrol. At danger areas, the platoon sergeant directs positioning of near-side security, usually conducted by the trail squad or team, and maintains accountability of personnel. During actions on the objective, the platoon sergeant assists with objective rally point occupation. Supervises, establishes, and maintains security at the objective rally point. Supervises the final preparation of soldiers, weapons, and equipment in the objective rally point according to the platoon leader's guidance. Assists the patrol leader in control and security. Supervises the consolidation and reorganization of ammunition and equipment. establishes marks, supervises the planned casualty collection point, and ensures that the personnel status, including wounded in action or killed in action, is accurately reported to higher headquarters. Performs additional tasks assigned by the platoon leader and reports status. During actions in the patrol base, the platoon sergeant assists in patrol base occupation, and establishing and adjusting the perimeter. The platoon sergeant enforces security in the patrol base, keeps movement and noise to a minimum, supervises and enforces camouflage, assigns sectors of fire, ensures designated personnel remain alert and equipment is maintained to high state of readiness. The platoon sergeant requisitions supplies, water, and ammunition, and supervises the distribution. He supervises the priority of work and ensures its accomplishment, and performs additional tasks assigned by the platoon leader. When creating a security plan, the platoon sergeant ensures crew-served weapons have interlocking sectors of fire. Claymore mines are in place to cover dead space. Range cards and sector sketches are complete. The security plan also includes alert plan, evacuation plan, withdrawal plan, alternate patrol base, maintenance plan, hygiene plan, messing plan, water plan, rest plan, squad leader. The squad leader is responsible for what the squad does or fails to do. He is a tactical leader who leads by example. In addition to completing casualty feeder cards and reviewing the casualty reports completed by squad members, the squad leader directs the maintenance of the squad's weapons and equipment, inspects the condition of Rangers' weapons, clothing, and equipment, keeps the platoon leader and platoon sergeant informed on status of the squad, submits liquids, ammunition, casualties, and equipment report to platoon sergeant. Actions. During actions throughout the mission, the squad leader obtains status reports from team leaders and submits them to the platoon leader and platoon sergeant, makes recommendations to the platoon leader or platoon sergeant when problems are observed, and delegates priority tasks to team leaders and supervises their accomplishment according to the squad leader's guidance. The squad leader uses initiative in the absence of orders, follows the platoon leader's plan, and makes recommendations. During movement and halts, the squad leader ensures heavy equipment is rotated among members and difficult duties are shared. Notifies the platoon leader of the status of the squad. Maintains proper movement techniques while monitoring route, pace, and azimuth. Ensures the squad maintains security throughout the movement and at halts. Prevents breaks in contact. Ensures subordinate leaders are disseminating information, assigning sectors of fire, and checking personnel. During actions on the objective, the squad leader ensures special equipment has been prepared for actions at the objective, and maintains positive control of the squad during the execution of the mission. The squad leader also positions key weapons systems during and after assault on the objective, obtains status reports from team leaders, ensures ammunition is redistributed, and reports the status to the platoon leader. When performing actions in the patrol base, the squad leader ensures the patrol base is occupied according to the plan. Ensures that the sector of the patrol base is covered by interlocking fires, and makes final adjustments, if necessary. Sends out listening posts or observation posts in front of the assigned sector. Ensures priorities of work are being accomplished, and reports accomplished priorities to the platoon leader and platoon sergeant. Adheres to time schedule. Ensures personnel know alert and evacuation plans and locations of key leaders, observation posts, and the alternate patrol base. Weapons squad leader. The weapons squad leader is responsible for all that the weapons squad does or fails to do. The duties are the same as those of the squad leader. The squad leader also controls the machine guns in support of the patrol's mission, and advises the platoon leader on employment of the squad. The weapons squad leader also supervises machine gun teams to ensure they follow priorities of work. Inspects machine gun teams for correct range cards, fighting positions, and understanding of fire plan. Supervises maintenance of machine guns, ensuring that maintenance is performed correctly, deficiencies are corrected and reported, and that the performance of maintenance does not violate the security plan. Assists the platoon leader in planning. Positions at halts and danger areas any machine guns not attached to squads, according to the patrol standard operation procedure. Rotates loads. Machine gunners normally get tired first. Submits liquids, ammunition, casualties, and equipment report to platoon sergeant. Designates sectors of fire, principal direction of fire, and secondary sectors of fire for all guns. Gives fire commands to achieve maximum effectiveness of firepower. The squad leader shifts fires. Corrects windage or elevation to increase accuracy. Alternates firing guns. Controls rates of fire and fire distribution. Knows locations of assault and security elements, and prevents fratricide. Reports to the platoon leader. Team leader. The team leader controls the movement of the fire team, and the rate and placement of fire. To do this, the team leader leads from the front and uses the proper commands and signals. The team leader maintains accountability of rangers, weapons, and equipment, and ensures the rangers maintain unit standards in all areas, and are knowledgeable of their tasks and the operation. The team leader leads by example and has specific duties and responsibilities during mission planning and execution. The team leader takes specific action when orders are issued. This includes the warning order. Warnord assists in control of the squad. Monitors squad during issuance of the order. PERD preparation, posts changes to schedule. Posts and updates team duties on warning order board. Submits ammunition and supply requests. Picks up ammunition and supplies. Distributes ammunition and special equipment. Performs all tasks given in the squad leader's special instruction paragraph. PERD issuance and rehearsal. Monitors squad during issuance of the order. Assists squad leader during rehearsals. Takes actions necessary to facilitate movement. Enforces rear security. Establishes, supervises, and maintains security at all times. Performs other tasks as the squad leader requires, and helps in every possible way, particularly in control and security. Actions. During action in the objective rally point, the team leader assists in the occupation of the objective rally point and helps supervise, establish, and maintain security. The team leader also supervises the final preparation of rangers, weapons, and equipment in the objective rally point according to the squad leader's guidance. Assists in control of personnel departing and entering the objective rally point. Reorganizes perimeter after the reconnaissance party departs. Maintains communication with higher headquarters. Upon return of the reconnaissance party, helps reorganize personnel, redistribute ammunition and equipment, and ensures that accountability of all personnel and equipment is maintained. Disseminates priority intelligence requirements to the team. Performs additional tasks assigned by the squad leader. During actions on the objective, the team leader ensures special equipment has been prepared and maintains positive control of the fire team during the execution of the mission. The team leader also controls the movement and maneuver of individual fire team members, and assists in positioning key weapon systems during and after the assault on the objective. During actions in the patrol base, the team leader inspects the perimeter to ensure team has interlocking sectors of fire and prepares the team sector sketch. Enforces the priority of work and ensures it is properly accomplished. Helps reorganize personnel, redistribute ammunition and equipment upon return of the reconnaissance party, and ensures accountability of all personnel and equipment is maintained. Disseminates the priority intelligence requirements to the team. Performs additional tasks assigned by the squad leader and assists in every way possible. Medic. The medic assists the platoon sergeant in directing the aid and litter teams, and monitors the health and hygiene of the platoon. In addition to treating casualties, conducting triage, and assisting in casualty evacuation plans under the control of the platoon sergeant, the medic aids the platoon leader or platoon sergeant in field hygiene matters, personally checking the health and physical condition of platoon members. requests Class 7 medical supplies, minimal amounts, through the platoon sergeant. Provides technical expertise to combat lifesavers and supervises them. Ensures casualty feeder reports are correct and attached to each evacuated casualty. Carries out other tasks assigned by the platoon leader or platoon sergeant. Radio operator. The radio operator is responsible for establishing and maintaining communications with higher headquarters and within the patrol. During planning, the radio operator enters the net at the specified time. Ensures that all frequencies, communication security fills, and net identifications are preset in the squad and platoon radios. Informs the squad leader and platoon leader of changes to call signs, frequencies, challenge, and password, and number combination based on the appropriate time in the automated net control device. Ensures the proper function of all radios and troubleshoots and reports deficiencies to higher headquarters. Weatherproofs all communications equipment. In addition to serving as an en route recorder during all phases of the mission, the radio operator tracks time after the initiation of the assault. Records all enemy contact and reports it to higher in a size, activity, location, unit, time, and equipment format. Reports all operation schedules to higher headquarters. Forward observer. The forward observer works for the platoon leader, serving as the eyes and ears of field artillery and mortars. The forward observer is mainly responsible for locating targets, and calling for and adjusting indirect fire support. The forward observer knows the terrain where the platoon is operating, the tactical situation, the mission, concept, and the unit's scheme of maneuver and priority of fires. During planning, the forward observer selects targets to support the platoon's mission based on the company PERD, platoon leader's guidance, and analysis of METDC factors, while preparing and using situation maps, overlays, and terrain sketches. During execution, the team leader informs the fire support team headquarters of platoon activities and of the fire support situation. Selects new targets to support the platoon's mission based on the company PERD, the platoon leader's guidance, and an analysis of METDC factors. Calls for and adjusts fire support. Operates as a team with the radio operator. Selects observaton posts. Maintains communications as prescribed by the fire support officer. Maintains the current 8-digit coordinate of his location at all times. Assumption of command. Any platoon or squad member might have to take command of his element in an emergency, so every ranger must be prepared to do so. During an assumption of command, situation permitting, the ranger assuming command accomplishes the tasks, not necessarily in this order, based on METDC shown in Table 1-2.